The family of a 15-month-old Samoan boy denied a measles booster by a South Auckland medical clinic on Monday say their son was given antibiotics for a scab on his face but denied a vaccine because he was not a New Zealand citizen. 15-month-old Frederick Savainaya received his first vaccine 3 months ago, but during a visit to New Zealand for a family celebration, the measles epidemic in Samoa worsened and his family wanted him to have his booster shot before he flew home. Fred's parents returned home earlier with his older siblings, leaving him with his aunt and uncle, Mark and Darlene Wendt, who took him to the clinic in South Auckland on Monday because they were concerned a scab on his face might be infected. He was prescribed antibiotics but denied a vaccine because he wasn't a New Zealand citizen. Our reporters Logan Church and Alex Perrottet caught up with little Fred, his dad Peter and uncle Mark Wendt in Apia this afternoon.
We tried to weigh out our options. Obviously, we're on leave and everything is signed and you got to come back, you know, you can't sort of go. But we managed to come to an agreement that we would try and get him to get his injection in New Zealand. And that's when we visited the family doctors.
And what was your experience there? Tell me what happened.
Look, they were very present. They, you know, the lady who was there said, you know, we had explained our situation, had the records. She said that she was unsure, but she would go and check. She went and came back and said that she wasn't able to do it because of the regulations in New Zealand and because he wasn't immunized initially in New Zealand, that they couldn't help us because of his status as well, not being a New Zealand citizen.
What was your reaction to that?
Shocked. I was a little bit taken back because, you know, it's kind of contradicting that you have, you know, you're in a country that's offering a lot of support to Samoa by way of medical help and all that, and you know, you've got a citizen of Samoa who's wanting some form of assistance. And
it's quite ironic that New Zealand is sending 100,000 vaccines from New Zealand to Samoa, yet they couldn't spare one in Auckland for a Samoan there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I said before, it's great to get all the aid and the assistance we can from foreign countries, and you know, we appreciate that. The fact that the irony in it is, you know, Frederick is a Samoan citizen, was in New Zealand, visiting New Zealand, and we were aware of the situation here in Samoa. Rather than coming back and piling up at the hospital or any of these centres that are doing vaccinations, why don't we just get it done in New Zealand? And if it's at a cost, so be it.
Yeah, so you had to come without the vaccination. You obviously have gone to great lengths to ensure Frederick's safety. Can you talk me through what some measures you have taken to make sure that he's safe back here?
Yeah. We arrived. He was obviously, you know, he had a face mask on. Kind of, you know, we're kind of all with with all the you know, the hand, you know, cleaning and all that stuff, just to make sure. We actually got him when we arrived to, you know, Peter was obviously waiting at the airport. The car had been cleaned up, you know, just to make sure because of any other people who might have been in the vehicle, and brought him out into the vehicle, and we sort of beelined and came straight out and came home. And this is where he's been ever since.
And what's the plan now? You're going to keep him here until things get better?
Yeah, the initial plan was when we got here, we'd talk to Peter and Kerry, see if we can get a private doctor to come out here and give him the vaccination. Because of all the jurisdictions that are imposed here in Samoa with the state of emergency, we wanted to discuss that before we went to that particular option. But this morning we were kind of made aware that, you know, the vaccinations are actually coming to the homes now, and that Thursday and Friday is now kind of everything is closed and everybody has to remain at home for these vaccinations to be done in order for everybody to be done. So of this household, he's the only one that's left, and so he'll have to wait here until they arrive.
Baby Fred's uncle and godfather, Mark Wendt, speaking to Logan Church this afternoon. And Mark told Logan the visit to the clinic for antibiotics but not a jab cost $60.